we're actually at the decision point of the process. With the report on City Hall, it gave us sort of an overview of specifically what's wrong and then gave us some options as to what courses of action we might be able to take insofar as remediating the problem, redesigning the building, replacing the building, or just tearing it down. Right now, we're leaning towards just tearing it down. And when you look at the costs of the other two options, it's pretty prohibitive. And tearing it down is obviously going to be a minimal fiscal impact for us. And then we can use another process for making a decision as to what specifically we're going to do with City Hall.
The City Hall, as it is, even if you could remediate it and bring it up to code, it doesn't really fit the city's needs size-wise, does it?
Absolutely not. The square footage of that particular building and then the parking space that we have puts us in violation of our own parking standards. So we would have to do something to try and incorporate additional parking spaces for that. Second off, insofar as the building itself goes, the HVAC, the per-person space, the square foot for office space, and the technology that's available in that building is horribly, horribly underserved for what we need it to be right now. And then there's the age-old problem. The foundation is bad. The windows are bad. The roof is bad. I mean, I can go on and on and on about the actual structural issues that we're dealing with, in addition to the mold and the other issues.
And so if you do raise the building, is that a particularly costly process? Because I assume there's special methods you have to do because of the mold.
Well, the first thing that needs to be done is we have to find a contractor that would be interested in recycling. We're pretty big on recycling within this community. We'd like to make sure that a firm would come in that would want to recycle some of the reusable products within that building. But insofar as going through a process of securing the fact that the mold wouldn't prevent an airborne hazard for somebody else, that would be one of the components of a contract that we would be willing to negotiate with our vendor.
You've been at Morton for several months now, and actually most city officials seem pretty happy here at Morton, at least with the location and the access to residents. What is your perfect City Hall?
Now, believe me, you know I'm a pretty direct guy, so this is not meant to be a cop-out. But the fact of the matter is that we're currently gearing up to revisit our strategic plan. It's due for an update. And as far as I'm concerned, there couldn't be anything that would be of more value than to get the community's input on what they think we should do. I mean, granted, a city hall is where I work out of, but it's technically a community building. But I think more importantly, we need to find out what specifically people think a city hall is in Y2K plus 14. Years ago, a city hall was a building where people gathered for meetings, where people gathered to interact with their elected officials, where they could have some sort of recreational component. While that's still being held as a standard, I think that there's different things now that people expect from local government. You know, a lot of what needs to be done in a city hall can be done online. When it comes to paying bills, when it comes to doing some of the interactivity with your elected officials, when it comes to visiting specific department heads, a lot of that can be done online. We still need a meeting space. Obviously, what we're using here in the multi-purpose room in Morton is less than what we really need. It's pretty big. The sound is kind of bad, and the heating and cooling and lighting are somewhat challenged. So that's something we need to consider. But the fact of the matter is that it's a community facility, and it should be a community decision.
Have you noticed any change in your interaction with the community now that you're within walking distance of students and residents?
Absolutely. Even in the old City Hall building, we had so little pedestrian traffic that came in. If I had one or two visitors a day, that was a big day. But because we're now here in the community center, there are people in this building all day long, and it's just pretty cool to be able to walk around and interact with folks that you serve. I like that style of government. That's kind of how I like to act as mayor. I like to hear what people think. And in the Morton Center, the people that visit the Morton Center, whether it be folks playing bridge, whether it be yoga, whatever the classes may be, they aren't shy at all about approaching me and saying, hey, what are you doing here? What about this? And I think that's sort of what elected officials need to do. They need to interact with their public.
And so you're set to stay at Morton for the foreseeable future until something else can be worked out?
Correct. We are temporarily here for an unknown period of time. So our plan is, to go ahead and go through the methodical process of getting the appropriate amount of community input, finding out not just where, but what, and then looking at cost options for those decisions.